Today on Maine Calling, ways to celebrate the season. Looking for new ways to get out and celebrate the holidays this year? It's not too late. This weekend and next are chock full of downtown festivals, holiday concerts, craft fairs, and Santa Claus appearances. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today on Maine Calling, we'll get an overview of some of the many events around the state. We'll find out why national magazines and TV shows rank Kennebunkport as one of the best places to spend Christmas, how to take part in a Messiah sing-along, where to find an old-fashioned sleigh ride, and how to celebrate Chester Greenwood, the inventor of the earmuff. What's your favorite holiday tradition in Maine? Maine Calling is just ahead.
Maine Calling is made possible by contributing listeners and support from Rennie's, a Maine shopping adventure throughout Maine, now open in Bangor, Waterville, and Augusta. And by Maine Seacoast Mission, delivering healthcare, education, and support to islands and coastal Downeast communities. Learn more at seacoastmission.org.
I'm Jennifer Rooks, and this is Maine Calling. Maine literally lights up for the holidays. We are going to find out some of what's happening across the state, from festivals to musical shows to historic homes dressed up for the season. And of course, Santa seems to be everywhere. My guest for the hour, Ann Ball, who is Senior Program Director with the Maine Downtown Center, which is part of the Maine Development Foundation. Jane Anderson, Director of Visitor Services with the Maine Tourism Association, and Amy Hausman, Executive Director of the Maine Arts Commission. We invite you to join the conversation. Are you looking for ideas about what to do this season? Or do you have an event that you want to tell us about? You can send a brief email to talk@mainepublic.org, post a comment on Facebook or Instagram, or give us a call at 1-800-399-3566. Again, the phone number, 1-800-399-3566. So I'm going to start the hour. I think I said that very carefully, some of what's going on, because there is going to be no way we can talk about everything in 1 hour. And I'll start with you, and looking at a list of all the different downtowns planning something, many of them this weekend. Is there a theme? Is there something that many towns and many cities have in common right now?
I would say the thing I'm seeing statewide in all of our 31 communities that are part of the Main Street program and in all the communities we work in around the state is just the focus on lights and also the focus on being outside, if at all possible, and really bringing their downtowns alive through lights, whether it's a trap tree built in downtown Rockland, or whether it's decorating downtown street lights with, you know, the heart of Biddeford and the University of New England students, and really decorating those poles with light. So that's what I'd say is the theme that we're seeing and really appreciative of, because they make beautiful places.
Yeah, so people listening now, even if they aren't event people, even if they don't like crowds, just visiting a town nearby and checking out the lights is a great way to sort of take things in. Jane, we know that tourism season is usually considered the summertime and maybe leaf peeping, but what about the holidays? Do people come to Maine this time of year intentionally because we have such great Christmas spirit?
Absolutely. We get a ton of visitors for Maine's charm and authenticity. And a lot of visitors come to the bigger events like Christmas Prelude and Kennebunkport, Gardens Aglow and Booth Bay Lights in Booth Bay Harbor, and the Freeport Sparkle Celebration and Northern Lights at L.L. Bean. Those are some of the bigger ones that are big draws. But even for the smaller towns and the smaller events, visitors definitely come to Maine to get their kind of like charm and warm fuzzies on for the holidays.
Yeah, and I see that you mentioned Christmas Prelude in Kennebunkport. That has gotten a lot of national attention recently.
It has. It's been recognized by HGTV and by Country Living Magazine for being a great Christmas experience.
Amy, for some people, there are concerts or performances that mean the holiday spirit. All over the state, for example, you have an opportunity to perhaps see the Nutcracker or a special holiday, variety show. So tell us about some of those. I'm going to have you do both. I'm going to have you start with some of those traditional Christmas or Hanukkah events that are part of a tradition for many people.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, while I was preparing for this show, I was overwhelmed by the amount of creative expression and festive celebration that takes place in this amazing place that we now call Maine. There's no possible way that we can list, as we said, all of the amazing things that are happening. And there are things that have been going on already, but celebration of light of this winter season is something that we can see in concerts like tonight's opening of the Portland Museum of Art tree lighting with Classical Uprising and the Oratorio Chorale, who will be singing outside and a sing-along inside. We have a couple of different Handel's Messiah sing-alongs that'll be happening. There's one that takes place also in Portland on the 15th of December, and one that my family loves to attend in Brunswick, which is the Amethyst Chamber Ensemble at St. Paul's Episcopal Church, which is so much fun. They provide a score and you can sing along. That's one of the really wonderful things. At the Maine Jewish Museum next weekend on the 7th of December, is that next weekend, I think, Aaron Margolis's beautiful new menorah is going to be unveiled. And I think that is going to be a beautiful kind of start of the Hanukkah season. I also noted several really wonderful solstice events that will be happening in December. One, for example, at Johnson Hall, where they'll be celebrating the return of light, which we all are looking forward to, with a parade and handmade lanterns that'll be floated out above the river, out of the town of Gardner. So those are a few things. There are so many others. You mentioned ballet. We have a couple of different nutcrackers, including the really wonderful Portland Ballet's Victorian Nutcracker that's going to be performed in several different locations, Sanford, Portland, and Westbrook. I love that tradition. We celebrate that every year, and it's a wonderful way to visit in the world of the Victorian Nutcracker to see that performance.
Yeah, well, speaking of Victorian, I was going to call on you, Anne, because there are certain historic homes people like to visit every year. I know that my mother-in-law, when she was alive, would come up just to go to the Victorian Mansion in Portland every year.
Yeah, they're really spectacular when they partner with garden clubs and other designers in those historic houses. In Ellsworth, the Woodlawn Historic House is having a winter market in their barn December 13th, afternoon tea this weekend on December 7th. And really, it's an amazing place to visit that's right near downtown Ellsworth. And the other thing I particularly think about in the communities we work in is they are these historic downtowns. They are amazing to walk around and see how they have been lit, how the storefronts are decorating their storefronts. Sometimes communities have competitions. And then just to build on what Amy said, also celebrating the solstice, Gardner, as she said, but I wanted to call out an event that's happening tonight in Bath. At their library lawn, with hundreds of luminaries being lit tonight. And I know it's not quite the solstice, but it is a beautiful lighting event that is new for them in a winter transition that transforms this historic library park. So it brings these communities alive in a different way. And often, as Amy said, including music. We have so many wonderful examples of like music jams happening in Rockland and in Monson. Their Kris Kringle Market is having live music. So we have a lot of things going on.
Wonderful. And speaking of historic, Ashley from Washburn New Orleans Living History Center has called in. Ashley, I'm so glad to hear from you. Just reading about what you all do up there. Tell us about it.
So the New Orleans were a estate, and we've been around for over close to 200 years, and we welcome the community into a 19th century wonderland at the Washburn Historic Home and Mansion. And so we're going to have a barn full of Christmas trees for a raffle. And so you can come around and, you know, pick the tree that you want, sponsored by Jay Livermore, Livermore Falls Chamber of Commerce members, and you can win like an entire tree of Lego worth over $2,000 for the cost of one ticket. More fun. We also have tomorrow, we will have sleigh rides. We have a place where you can dress up in 19th century clothing and get your family Christmas card picture taken. We have a pageant at 4. We've got music with Owen Kennedy, the fiddler, on the lawn. We will have Cadwalader Washburn, the general back from the Civil War, to welcome our guests. We have a lovely display of our historic clothing. We have a cookie walk, and our longtime cookie walk chair, Kathy Cutter, passed away this year, and so we're trying to have the best cookie walk ever in her honor. And we've got Santa and Mrs. Claus, of course. And then we have all of our traditional soups and cookies and in the Washburn Farmer's Cottage Kitchen. And we have hot cider and hot chocolate and just a whole lot of fun here going on. And so you can come see our little Victorian wonderland and raffle for an awesome Christmas tree.
Oh, my gosh, Ashley. So I love the idea that people can dress up in historic clothes and take their Christmas card picture. I suspect that's pretty popular, right? It can be quite a line for that.
Yes, it is. People get here at 10 and they immediately sign up for their slots, take the pictures, and then they go over and they get their bag for the cookie walk. And they get in line for the cookie walk. And then right after that, they run, get their picture taken with the clothes.
Oh,
and so
how
that
fun.
One's really popular. And, that makes it really fun. And then the trees we have going tonight, Saturday, all day, and then Sunday. So anytime you can come through for music and food and see the festival of trees in our barn. And we have about 17 trees this year. And all of our barn animals, our farm, our horse, Molly, our sheep, our goats are all standing around with the Christmas trees. So it's a true, it's not a barn dominium. It is a true working barn full of Christmas
trees. Wonderful.
Tree.
Wow. Well, barn dominium. I hadn't heard that before. Thank you so much, Ashley, for just calling in today. Ashley calling in from the Washburn New Orleans Living History Center. Jane, let's talk about some more sort of very specific and I don't know if I want to use the word quirky, but a little bit different. It sounds like what goes on at New Orleans is very different than anywhere else. Also in Farmington, they're celebrating Chester Greenwood, as we all know, the inventor of the earmuff. But what else would you like to call out that maybe is a little different than what anybody else is doing?
So one of the things that caught my eye is at the Penobscot Theater Company in Bangor is an improv comedy for adults called Another Kick in Your Dickens. And this is an improv comedy that they've had in prior years. I think the last one was maybe 3 years ago, and it's always sold out. So definitely check it out and get your tickets early. But it sounds like very funny and very festive and centered around the idea of a Christmas carol, but from an improv perspective.
Mm. And Amy, we talked a minute ago about some of the performances and sing-alongs going on, some of the performing arts. What about some of the museums and places like that? Are there interesting holiday events that have to do with art?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, one of the things that I would love to showcase is not only is there a performance and things to experience, but there's a lot of holiday shopping going on. We have such an incredible creative ecosystem of artists and craftspeople across the state, and there are remarkable Christmas markets everywhere. One that's happening today, which I think is going to be exciting, and I'm going to go when we get off the phone here, is in Brunswick at Bowdoin College Museum, and it is the Yes Artworks group that provides artistic experiences and opportunities to individuals with disabilities. And so their holiday show and sale has been going on for the last couple days. Today's the last day. There's also down in Portland, a wonderful show to support artists within the college community at Mecca, the Maine College of Art and Design. That's going on this weekend, along with lots of other things. There are creative markets happening in Bodenham, creative markets happening up in Caribou this weekend, which will be really exciting. I think if you just Google artist markets, you will find a plethora of places. So I'd love to give a pitch out to everybody who's listening to buy local, to support living artists. It's the way that we can help support the creative economy and the creative ecosystem that makes Maine the wonderful state that it is.
Well, let's shout out a couple events that people have emailed in and posted from Jennifer. Stone Mountain Art Center, live with the Gibson Brothers for Christmas, December 12th and 13th. Our good friends, the Gibson Brothers, are award-winning country and bluegrass greats, and will join Carol Noonan and the house band for holiday flavor. And Jennifer writes, there is simply no better place to celebrate the holidays than at Stone Mountain Arts Center. An email here from Lucy, my colleague. Not to forget that Maine Public's Holiday Paint and Sip fundraiser is happening this Sunday from 6 to 8 at Rising Tide in Portland. Melanie from Wicked Illustration Studio and Gallery will guide attendees through an all-levels painting experience. So you can find out more about that at mainepublic.org. And, well, Kelly's mentioning Freeport's 32nd annual Sparkle Celebration. You already mentioned that, Jane, but she wants to mention that there's a parade of lights. It's going to be their biggest ever. Entries include a local Bernese Mountain Dog Club, the L.L. Bean Bootmobile, and, of course, Santa arrives on a boat. So, that's just some of the emails and Facebook posts we're getting. If you want to join the conversation, you can send an email, talk@mainepublic.org. You can give us a call, 1-800-399-3566. We're talking about holiday things to do. Maine Calling. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Rooks, and this is Maine Calling. Today, we are talking about all kinds of festivities and holiday events happening across Maine this month. Joining me, Jane Anderson, Director of Visitor Services for the Maine Tourism Association, Amy Hausman, Executive Director for the Maine Arts Commission, and Ann Ball, Senior Program Director with Maine Development Foundation's Maine Downtown Center. We invite you to join the conversation, share your favorite holiday event or activity, send a brief email, talk@mainepublic.org, comment on Facebook or Instagram, or give us a call, 1-800-399-3566, 1-800-399-3566. Well, calling in now is Ellen Wainwright, who is Communications Manager for Sunday River Ski Resort in Newry. Ellen, thanks for giving us a call.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to talk about some of our events happening this year.
Well, you've got a big one that everybody loves to see the pictures, the video from every year. When is Santa Sunday? How do people become involved if they want to? And how many Santas do you expect this year?
Yeah, Santa Sunday is on December 14th this year. It's one of our signature events. We've held this event for over 20 years, and it's over 250 Santas ski down Broadway, which is one of our main trails here in Southridge. And each participant must be wearing their Santa attire, the full gear. Now, we have a couple Grinches, a couple Cindy Lou Who's, some Mrs. Claus in there as well to kind of spice things up, and people get really creative with it. Right
oh
now,
my...
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I was going to ask you, is it too late to sign up if you have a Santa gear?
Registration has closed for the event. However, we always encourage everyone to come dress in their Santa gear and come watch the event, and you can participate within like all the merry cheer going around Southridge that day.
All right. And I have to imagine that maybe it's not always the safest way to ski. I can imagine beards flopping up in front of people's goggles or, you know, some tangling up happening. Does it usually go pretty well?
It does. It does. Safety is definitely our number one priority across any event and every day here at the resort. However, people who have participated in this event have it down pretty well. And it's like a good science where they get their gear all together and everyone's wearing helmets and safety comes first. So as much as we want everyone to be in the proper gear, safety is always number one.
All right. Now, before we go, what else is going on for the holidays at Sunday River?
We have Winterfest weekend, the following weekend. That's our kickoff to twilight skiing. And then it's Christmas vacation week. And there's twilight skiing going on every single day, some dinners with Eddie and Betty, a tree lighting, live music. I encourage everyone to go check out sundayriver.com/events. to go see everything that's going on. And, you know, looking ahead to this weekend, we're skiing over 200 acres across six peaks. So this would be a great time to get those skis and snowboards all ready and come join us for some fun.
And I bet you're happy that the forecast is improving.
We are. And Tuesday's snowstorm was awesome for us. We received 10 inches of snow. So the team has been working nonstop. Our snow-making team has been incredible, our lift-offs, our groomers, our patrol teams. Everyone's working hard to create a great experience for our guests.
All right. Thanks so much, Ellen, for calling in. Ellen Rainwright with Sunday River. And, Jane, we were talking earlier about tourism. Boy, the school vacation week is a big one for all of Maine's ski areas, not just the big ones, right?
Absolutely, yep. We get lots of families visiting for skiing and for other events going on around Maine. There are definitely some very kid-friendly events happening this month. There's train rides. The Narrow Gauge Railroad in Portland has the Polar Express. The Wiscasset-Waterville and Farmington Railway Museum has a Victorian Christmas train and sleigh ride, actually, to visit Santa and a Christmas market. The Booth Bay Railway Village has one as well. There's craft fairs that are very kid-friendly that are associated with all of these festivals. And there's also, in addition to Gardens Aglow, the kind of big light festival, in Booth Bay Harbor, there's others around the state too that are great for kids. There's a drive-through celebration of lights in Cumberland. There's the Nightwalk Moon Lantern Forest in Lebanon. And there's another one in Elliott as well, all light shows that are great for families with kids.
We'll go to Cal, who's calling from Standish. Hi, Cal, go ahead.
Hi, good morning. My name is Cal Sugotsky, and I'm a Maine-based musician, and I've also the organizer and curator of Vigorous Tenderness, which is an outdoor immersive chamber music concert series that happens year-round on the solstices and equinoxes.
So what do you have coming up for winter solstice?
Yeah, so for the winter solstice, we have a concert on Sunday, December 21st from 5:30 to 7 p.m., and that will be at Maine Maritime Museum in Bath. At this concert, there will be 8 different chamber music ensembles, duos, trios, string quartets, playing in 8 different locations around the grounds. So we'll be using a few really beautiful spots inside the museum, but most of the concert will be outdoors, lit by candlelight, lit with fire pits, and it will be a really beautiful concert that connects new and old chamber music by composers never heard in Maine, marginalized composers, composers of color, queer composers, disabled composers, indigenous composers. So some really beautiful music that connects the landscape and the community and the changing of the light of the winter solstice and the environment.
Well, Cal, thanks so much for calling in. And this is Amy. At the beginning of the program, you talked about so many different kinds of performances going on, so many creative people in Maine. I'm guessing Vigorous Tenderness ranks right up there.
It was on my list, and I can't wait to go. The thing that's hardest about this list, now that I have 110 things to do over the next 3 weeks, is how to do all of the things. I think everybody's going to have the same kind of issue. I'm really excited to hear about the Vigorous Tenderness event. You know, one of the concerts that also looks really fun to me is going to be a chocolate church in Bath. And this is on December 20th. This is Hanukkah Mexicana, a culinary and musical event that celebrates klezmer music and mariachi music with an all-female mariachi band and a giant dreidel pinata. So I think that also sounds really fun. That is on the 20th of December coming up. I have a tradition that I really love for holiday. I'd love to share if I could. And that is to go to the Wabanaki Winter Market in Orono at University of Maine at the Hudson Museum. Last year, I did all of my holiday shopping there, and it was unbelievable and incredible. It's taking place this year, Saturday, December 13th from 9 to 3 p.m. It's the largest gathering of Wabanaki artists at the Collins Center for Arts. And I recommend it so highly. It's incredible, wonderful. There's music and there's food, and there's also incredible craft and artistry there.
All right. Well, right now we're going to go to Katie Hay, who is Marketing and Communications Director for Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens. Katie, you've already heard Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens mentioned a couple times on the program because Gardens Aglow is a big deal. How many people do you expect this year?
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And yeah, we'll be welcoming about 117,000 visitors to the region this season. That actually takes us to a million when you consider the whole 10 seasons that we've already had. So, yeah, we'll be opening up for our, we have opened up our 11th season on November 15th. And so far, things are going really great. Our theme this year is Nature in Motion. We devised this theme as we found that quite a lot of folks would come to Gardens Aglow and they would say, well, what happens here after the light show? And so we're really trying to stitch together two unique seasons and really show our nature's ecosystem. So from vernal pools to butterfly metamorphosis. And you'll also see there's lots of interpretive signs all around the garden so folks can learn more about those real-life critters that are depicted in the light sculptures. So in addition to that, there'll be literal movement. So we've got all kinds of projections. We've got dancing programmed lights. We've also partnered with a bunch of local artists this year, one of them Portals of Portland, which I know, Jennifer, you kind of saw a bunch of their work when you were visiting earlier this month, and they are showcasing nature-inspired art there as well.
Well, Katie,
so, yeah, folks haven't got their tickets yet. Yeah.
I just want to ask, when do you start setting up? When do folks there start setting up the lights? Is that the moment that the garden closes after the summertime?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yeah. So we start planning all the way in January. So as soon as we take down, we start planning again. But we don't start hanging till August. So if you are a big diehard Gardens Aglow fan, it's a good time to visit because we'll start putting those on the trees at that time. And then when we close the season at the end of October, it's all hands on deck. So you've got folks from every department, including myself, including our CEO, who is up in the trees and wrapping and getting us all ready for the show.
Well, thanks so much for calling in and good luck, Jane. Go ahead.
Katie, you have there's a shuttle available to Gardens Aglow, isn't there, from downtown?
Is, yeah, great question. So I heard you mention Booth Bay Lights a couple of times, and I would just say it is an amazing extra piece. It's great bang for your buck. If you're coming to Gardens Aglow, you have to go to Booth Bay Lights. So that free shuttle is running this season every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It goes from Booth Bay Town Office. And actually, it's a bit of a hack as well that you get the front row parking. So it drops you off at the front door, you skip the parking queues, you skip any other queues, and you get to come in and you get a free cup of cocoa if you ride the shuttle.
Wonderful. Well, Katie Hay is Marketing Communications Director for Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens. And now we are going to be joined by Allison Page, who's Director of Marketing for the Portland Symphony Orchestra. Thanks for calling in, Allison. Allison, are you there? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Now I can. Yeah, that's great. Allison, so before we talk about the magic of Christmas, I understand there's a big announcement from PSO today.
There is. We're so excited to announce that our music director, Eckhart Proy, has signed an extension of his contract. So he is going to be our music director continuing through the 2028-2029 season. So we're so thrilled to be sharing that news.
Well, wonderful. Thank you for sharing that with us today. Now tell us about the magic of Christmas. That is one of those big events that many people do every year. What do we need to know about this year's magic of Christmas?
Well, this year's Magic of Christmas is our 46th annual Magic of Christmas. We have 12 performances that will be starting next weekend. We have two performances a day on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday next weekend, and then the weekend after. We're really excited for this year to be welcoming Julia Gagnon as our guest vocalist. Folks might remember her name from American Idol a few seasons ago. She was our main hometown contestant. So we're just so excited to have her come to perform with us at Merrill Auditorium. She has an amazing powerhouse voice, and we think it's just going to be incredible to hear her perform with not only the musicians of the Portland Symphony Orchestra, but also the Magic of Christmas Chorus and the PSO Children's Chorus. It's just going to be a fun, incredible show this year.
All right. And I will add that the show will air on Maine Public Television December 24th, 25th, and 27th. Yeah. So, Allison, thank you so much for calling in. Allison Page with the Portland Symphony Orchestra. Let's see. We'll go to Dee Dee calling from Scarborough. Hi, Dee Dee. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm here. I wanted to tell you about a wonderful event that's happening on December 14th, Sunday. It's the Maine Tops Band. A group of about 100 wonderful musicians doing a holiday concert. It's to benefit Project Grace and the Animal Refuge League Food Pantry. It takes place at 2:30 at Westbrook Performing Arts Center.
Well, thank you, Dee Dee, so much for calling in and telling us about that. And that's the Maine Pops Band, December 14th. Looking through all of these emails, oh my goodness, an email from Betsy. If anyone is interested in group singing during the holidays, there will be an event at the Farwell Project in Thorndike. Carols, Cookies, and Cocoa, December 14th from 1 to 3, 37 Gordon Hill Road. Everyone welcome. The more, the merrier. Amy, people like to sing together this time of year.
Well, you know, one of the things we know, and we talk about all the time at the Maine Arts Commission, is that creativity builds connection. Ann Ball and I talk about this. We all know that this is really something that brings us together, and singing is an ancient way for that to happen. So there are so many sing-alongs, so many concerts, so many really wonderful ways to be able to share our voices with one another. One that I'm thinking about right now is taking place at Mayo Street in Portland. This is going to be on December 12th. And it's a bilingual sing-along, Sol y Canto and Friends. It's a Puerto Rican party, and I think that will be amazing and so much fun. There is also a really wonderful traditional show, not as much a sing-along, but I'm sure people will hum along, which is the White Christmas, beloved holiday classic White Christmas. It's going to be at the Algonquin Playhouse from the 3rd of December through the 21st of December. So lots of opportunity to sing together.
An email here from Seamus. I just want to drop a line to mention the Skowhooville, where downtown Skowhegan transforms into a Grinch-themed holiday wonderland. Sponsored by Main Street Skowhegan, it is unique and a fun take on the holidays that celebrates fiendish, big-hearted Grinch. The festivities begin tonight at 6:30 for the Skowhooville Parade, and then tomorrow the entire town comes together for the Whoville Stroll, with family-friendly events like sleigh rides, arts and crafts, face painting, a scavenger hunt, and more. Ann Ball, you know about this event.
I sure do. I mean, they have had a wonderful event evolve over the years, and really it's become really unique to Maine and unique to Skowhegan. I would like to say in Bath, thinking of the singing, they have trolley caroling, and it runs all through December, Friday and Saturday nights. No experience required. You can just hop on the trolley and sing your way through all of Bath's historic neighborhoods and see how those homes are lit up. It sounds like an amazing experience. And I feel like a lot of the communities do place-based work. Like, what is important in our community? I mentioned earlier the Rockland Trap Tree. It's a working waterfront community, and building a lobster trap tree and decorating it with lights is so incredible right downtown on their working waterfront. And then you have communities like Dover Foxtrot that have like the Elf Jingle Jamboree, and they really focus on local makers and crafters and have a parade, and like the community comes together, like Amy was saying. And I'll mention one more thing. I love that in Saco and Biddeford, the two Main Street organizations are teaming up for like a holiday stroll across the river. And so you can walk through those amazing mill buildings in those two downtowns along the river, you know, with all the lights. And of course, as we've all said, you know, support those local small businesses. So I think so many organizations are really celebrating their communities and the people who are there. I mean, Westbrook says they have the biggest light downtown program in all of the state that goes on all month. And that's something that, you know, the whole community walks downtown to go see that. So anyway, I just wanted to mention place in all of this.
All right. Well, we need to go to a break, but we do want to hear from you. What are your favorite traditions? 1-800-939-3566. You have time to send a brief email, talk@mainepublic.org. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks. We are talking about the holiday spirit. Interested in seeing a show, finding a holiday market, looking for Santa? Well, we're finding out where to find those things. With me, Amy Hausman with the Maine Arts Commission, Ann Ball with the Maine Downtown Center, and Jane Anderson with the Maine Tourism Association. Share your comments and questions by email, talk@mainepublic.org. You can also post on Facebook or Instagram or give us a call, 1-800-399-3566. Amy, before the break, we heard from someone in Skowhegan who wanted to tell us about their Grinch-related festivities, including the parade tonight. I guess that's not the only Grinch-related festivity in Maine?
It seems like there are more. That one sounds like a really wonderful family-friendly event. There is a more adults-only event that's taking place at the theater in Monmouth called Who's Holiday? It's a play that's about Cindy Lou Who as she's grown up, and she recollects her meeting the Grinch and what happens after. It's supposed to be a really wonderful rendition, and I can't wait to see it. So that is at the theater at Monmouth, and it is running the 5th through the 7th, so this weekend.
All right. Well, joining us now, Jacob Pelkey, who is tourism developer with Aroostook County Tourism. Thanks so much for calling in, Jacob.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a cold day here in the county.
Oh, I betcha. How cold did it get last night?
I think it was down to negative 16 here in Caribou, and I definitely slept with socks on last night.
So I'm guessing you're not really worried about the Nutcracker on ice, not having the ice that it needs?
I think we have some ice for that.
Well,
there's
tell
also
us about
really
it.
Cool. Well, there's actually in Holton, I was messed up a little bit on that, but the Ice Dance International Holiday Show on Ice is Sunday, December 14th in Holton at the John Miller Civic Center. And that is actually like probably the coolest display of figure skating in the town that is that I've seen. I saw it last year. And so I'm excited that it's coming back again this year.
Okay. Well, tell us about what's going on in Caribou.
Well, Christmas in Caribou, every weekend downtown on Sweden Street, there's the Christmas Village. And there's some shops with specials. There's free movies in the movie theater each Saturday. And this weekend coming up, we had the tree lighting last week with the reindeer. And this week coming up, we have free movies, pictures of Santa, and vendors downtown for the children's market in the shops.
Wonderful. And I know that earlier in the program, we were talking about historic houses. And in the county, we go to Presque Isle in the at this time of year, right?
We do. It's for the Victorian Christmas at the Estee House on December 12th and 13th. They have live florals with poinsettias and wreaths and greenery everywhere. And you can actually see what a peppermint pig is if you're not familiar with the tradition of cracking the peppermint pig.
Okay, you have to tell us more. What's a peppermint pig?
It is a candy, but it's actually bigger than you think. So a peppermint pig is about 6 inches long, and it's a tradition of cracking the pig. You would put it inside the suede bag and crack it A little bit. And I can't remember where the tradition started, but it was definitely a Victorian tradition that's still carried on. And so each year, the Historical Society, they'll buy a few of them and they'll have them for sale at the event coming up. And people take them home and carry that.
Jacob, I think Amy might know. Amy, do you know the tradition?
Yeah, I know that the peppermint pig tradition started during Victorian times in Saratoga Springs, New York. I think that's where they're still made. That's what I understand.
Well, that sounds really like a delicious tradition. So, Jacob Pelkey, thanks so much for calling in. Stay warm. And thank you for calling in. He's with Aroostook County Tourism. Let's see, we're going to read a few more emails here. From Amy, Saturday, December 6th is Yarmouth's big craft fair day, so that's tomorrow. The Yarmouth Farmers Market has moved the fair from 317 Main to Gather this year, so stop by when you're making the rounds. From Kristen, the Farnsworth Art Museum invites the community to its annual Share the Wonder celebration tonight, Friday, December 5th, a free event featuring artist-designed holiday trees, live jazz, oat-making, cookie decorating, and more. The first 100 guests will receive a complimentary sketchbook. And the Ogunquit Museum of American Art and Wells Public Library host the second annual Story Trees by the Sea on December 13th and 14th, transforming the museum with decorated trees created by local classrooms and community members. The free event features children's story readings, scavenger hunts, creative activities, and Santa's special reading of The Night Before Christmas on Saturday. Jane, that's not all that's going on in Ogunquit, is it?
Yeah, Ogunquit has one of the more popular kind of festivals called Christmas by the Sea. Christmas by the Sea is next weekend, and there's bridge and tree lighting, fireworks, there's craft fairs, a parade, bonfire, Santa, of course. And Christmas by the Sea is one of the things that has landed Ogunquit on Travel and Leisure's list of the 25 best Christmas towns in the U.S.
All right. An email from Maggie. Might you repeat the event that is welcoming the differently abled? And I believe that was the phone call we got about Vigorous Tenderness at the Maine Maritime Museum in Bath on December 21st. But I'm wondering if my guests have anything to add to that. It's Maine's downtowns can be hard for people who are using a wheelchair or a walker. And so I'm wondering if you all have some suggestions. Amy, I saw you about to jump in there.
Well, I mentioned earlier about an art exhibition and sale that is today at Bowdoin College that is for the differently abled development exhibitions. And so that's taking place at Bowdoin College today from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. And you can look it up under A World of Yes art show. Okay. There's more information that can be found there if that's what the caller was asking about.
And Anne, yeah. Go ahead.
I have one suggestion. Gardner Main Street has teamed up with Spindleworks, located in downtown Gardner, which is an organization that supports developmentally challenged adults, and they are artists, and they are celebrating their artwork throughout the downtown in Gardner through an audio tour, and it's called The Voices of Gardner. And if you go to the Spindleworks website, you can download it. And it is one of the most inclusive, wonderful projects that we've had the opportunity to work on with funding from the Maine Office of Tourism. And it's really cool. The artists are amazing. You can go into Spindleworks and meet them. The building is accessible. And I highly recommend connecting with that organization and that audience.
An email here from Shane. The Mallet Brothers are playing at the State Theater tomorrow night with special guests. Tickets still available. So there we go. Something else to add to our very, very long list. We have just a few minutes left. Let me ask about strategies. Jane, what's your strategy this time of year? Have you finished all your holiday shopping by August so that you can do everything?
So I am fortunate enough to live in walking distance to Dock Square in Kennebunkport. So I and my son are we always go to Prelude. We always go to Kenny Bunkport's Christmas Prelude. That is our tradition. So we do the fireworks, which are amazing, and the street festival and a lot of the other events. But I, you know, Maine is fantastic for Christmas shopping. Freeport is wonderful. L.L. Bean, their flagship campus, is so festive and fun during the holiday season. And then we have all of these downtowns where you can shop locally, purchase locally made products, just fantastic gift buying. And most of these big like festivals and multi-day like events have craft fairs too. Talking about Christmas Prelude and Kenny Bunkport, there's multiple craft fairs. So it makes it very easy to buy gifts that are locally made by local artisans.
Okay, Amy, what's your strategy for the next couple weeks?
Well, I have to say that I have been traveling all around the state of Maine. That's what I do as part of my job as the head of the Maine Arts Commission. So I've been picking up little wonderful treats and treasures as I travel, which has been great. I scored a wonderful haul of wonderful handmade gifts at the Maine State Prison Showroom in Thomaston. And I absolutely recommend that you go there if you're looking for beautifully made wooden toys, for example, for kids. They have such gorgeous things. I want to find some kids just to give those toys to. They're really lovely. Tomorrow, they're having a Christmas cookie crawl from 10 to 2 p.m. Again, that's the Maine State Prison Showroom in Thomaston. Tonight, I'm planning to go to Waterville Creates. I'm going to an opening for the Colby Art Museum of a group of contemporary Wabanaki artists, a new exhibition that was organized by Sarah Sockabase, and I can't wait to go. Part of it is also because they have their holiday market called Made, used to be called the Holiday Bazaar, but now it's called Made, of all Maine-made artists and things. So I think I'm going to be able to pick up a few other wonderful treasures for friends and family tonight.
Terrific. And your turn. What is your next couple weeks look like?
Last weekend, I zipped over to Waterford Inn and Norway with some friends to participate in a wonderful makers market in the Waterford Inn and stop into Norway, one of our downtown programs. This Sunday, I'm going to go to Mechanics Hall to their queer makers market, which I'm looking forward to. And then the other thing I do is look to all the winter festivals in the communities when I can't make it during the month of December. And a lot of the communities we've been talking about have amazing winter festivals with more sleigh rides and skiing downtown and snowshoe festivals. So that's how I do it.
Jane.
I should have mentioned too, the Center for Maine Craft.
Of course.
In Gardner is fabulous. It's right in the Service Plaza, the Interstate Service Plaza. And it's called the Center for Maine Craft, and it's a collection of Maine artisans, and they just have spectacular gifts.
All right. Jen with Penobscot Theater Company wants us to know for the holiday season, we are offering Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella, December 4th through 28th, perfect for the whole family. So, okay. We're almost through the hour, but all of you have websites that summarize some of the things that we have not been able to talk about today. Amy, I'm going to have all three very quickly in 5 seconds. Tell me what your website is.
So Maine Arts Commission has an events page. Check that out. Also check out Maine Public's calendar and events page.
Okay, and your turn.
For seeing what's going on in our nationally accredited Main Street communities, go to Main Street Maine, one with no E, one with an E, .org.
All right. And Jane?
The Maine Tourism Association has an events calendar on their website. You can go to mainetourism.com/events.
And I'll be putting these in the Maine Calling newsletter this afternoon. Thank you all. That's Ann Ball with the Maine Development Foundation, Jane Anderson with the Maine Tourism Association, and Amy Hausman with the Maine Arts Commission. Today's sound engineer was Sam Tracy. Our theme song was composed by Mike Jandro. Maine Calling is produced by Jonathan Smith and Cindy Hahn. I'm Jennifer Rooks. You've been listening to Maine Calling on Maine Public Radio.